بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are in the fifth chapter of Muraqabah, of meditation, and the particular meditation that is referred to is the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, that a person is always conscious that Allah Ta'ala is present, Allah is with me. So the five ayat that we did, we will just revise them again and summarize the subject, so that this very important aspect of our deen can come into our lives. And also, ulama have stated that for our children, we should teach them this also, this muraqabah, that Allah Ta'ala is present all the time. If a person can achieve this, then his whole islah, his whole life will be made. So in the first ayat, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala said, الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين. Remember that Allah is that being that watches you when you stand and when you turn and go into sajda. That is, Allah is watching you all the time. And this is a muraqabah that will make our namaz very valuable, that Allah is watching me. I'm doing what Allah has commanded me to make my namaz. And Allah Ta'ala is watching me. And a person, like a boss, is watching him and is doing his job. He will try and do it the best. And he knows the boss is a person who appreciates and will reward accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala is the being that knows everything. So a person will turn his heart and mind, heart and soul to Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah Ta'ala will give, we cannot imagine. The next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you may be. You can be hiding, you can be behind locked doors and bars, etc. But Allah is with you. Wherever you are, Allah is with you. If a person has this consciousness also, he, no matter where he is, in private or in public, whether he is alone or traveling somewhere, anywhere, he'll know Allah is with me. And that will be his protection and his great guide. In the third ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And nothing is hidden from Allah Ta'ala, whether it is in the earth, in the depths of the earth, in the crevices of the rocks, or in the skies, wherever anything is, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of it. If a person ponders about that also, that Allah is fully aware of everything, what is in the depths of my heart, what my planning is, Allah Ta'ala knows it all. Many times a person does a thing, but he himself is not really conscious why I'm doing it. Afterwards he realizes that it was in some ulterior motive while he was doing something. But Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Like also, for example, our forefathers who came to this country, all must have come for the sake of a better life here, better opportunities, worldly life. But Allah had in plan that here masjids will be made, azans will take place, there will be madrasas, etc. So Allah is aware of those things which we are not aware of. We do something with our intention, but Allah has got a plan which is much more further. So Allah Ta'ala is aware of everything. The next ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, Inna Rabbaka Labil Mirsad. Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over you. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, Allah is watching you. For Allah is there to protect you also. And if you do anything wrong, Allah Ta'ala can take you to task also. Of course, Allah is most merciful, most kind, and Allah gives a lot of respite. But Allah is ever watchful over us, over all our matters. And the fifth ayat that is quoted here, the last one, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala knows the treachery, the khiyanat of the eyes, and that what the hearts conceal. We might keep it away from other people. They don't know what is in our heart, but Allah knows everything. So if we keep this, and this is a very important muraqabah, which Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh of Faisalabad used to stress a lot, that teach the children this muraqabah, that Allah is present with us all the time. Then a person won't lie, a person won't miss namazes, a person won't do anything wrong. And all the good that he does, he will be happy that Allah is watching me, and that Allah is that merciful and kind being that Allah accepts wholeheartedly also. From our side, we are extremely weak. The quality, quantity of our amal, we can never match where we are supposed to. But Allah in His most great kindness accepts wholeheartedly. As ulama have written, where Allah Ta'ala says, إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Allah has bought from the believers their wealth also and their lives also. And our wealth also is so contaminated. Our nafs is so ammara bisu, lawama. It is a very dirty nafs that we have got. In other words, Allah has bought the worst, dirtiest, filthiest things. And the pay that He has given, that jannat in which there is no fault whatsoever. There is absolutely no defect in jannat. Allah took from us our pay, so to say, it was false money. It was fake money. And in return, Allah gave us that which is 100% perfect. So we should keep this, that Allah is in mind, Allah is watching me, no matter how weak my amal are also, but Allah will reward me, and that I must stay away from all the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So by bringing this muraqabah into our lives, that Allah is watching me at all times, our tongues will be protected, our eyes will be protected, our mind and heart will be protected. Everything will go right consequently for us. So Allah bless us with this. We are all in need of it, and very greatly in need of it, that we stay with the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And at least we can start that in our namazes we have the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, even while we are making namaz, even when we are in sajda, when we are the closest to Allah Ta'ala, also unfortunately we are still unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. At least in namazes we should try and bring this consciousness of Allah, and it's supposed to be with a person all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.